Take it away, Batman. I mean, I don't know how long it is we've been doing these shows, right?
Yeah.
But technically...
Yes?
We're fucking idiots.
Oh, is that...
We are bad.
Well,
I mean, you're the one that sets it up every week. But like, you know, there's been weird buzzes and stuff going on. We've been trying to eliminate you.
Never knew any of that.
That's because you never watched them.
Of course I don't. I was here when they were happening.
Yeah, so... Yeah, there was weird buzzes and stuff. We were trying to sort them out. Every time we set up the camera, we set it up... Well, okay, admittedly, at the moment, it's different because of the social distancing and it's all set up differently. But we used to set it up all the time, right? In the same place. And yet every week it would be different.
Was it? I had no idea we were having these technical difficulties.
And we're never sure. We press the buttons, right? And we do it. But we're never sure if it'll come out in the end.
Oh, yeah. I suppose that's just normal now, isn't it? Like, all this shit is designed to make your life more convenient. And all it does is make your life more fucking inconvenient because you have to do so many more things.
Yeah.
Like, remember when you just had a phone? You know about the big... And remember the plug into the phone was like a bit like... about that. It was like a dagger. And you plugged it in. Remember those yokes? Clunk, clunk.
What was that?
You had the old phone and you used to plug it into the wall. And it was, and the plug at the end of the phone that went into the wall was like a dagger. It was huge because it was all analog.
Right.
So you used to it wasn't just a little clip plasticky yoke. Oh
right, okay.
Or international. And you used to just plug it into the wall and you'd pick it up.
Jeez, I think you're older than you claim you are.
Do you not remember that? It was jacked cable, but it was huge.
Are we talking like phones in houses?
Yeah.
That people would have ringy, phony, roundy.
Yeah, before the little plastic end. Wow. Before it was done on them, and it was a huge, it was like a
you were going around, installing phones when you were six, were you?
No, you just stabbed it into the wall, and then the phone, and it was, the phones were so old, you'd pick them up, and if you didn't ring anyone, eventually an operator would go, are you all right? Because we need the line.
Yeah.
You're like, it was that old.
I tell you something, I would have loved to have lived in that time where you had to go, operator, get me Drumcondra 327. Oh, yeah.
The GPO wasn't it? And then it was literally someone's number. What number you want to ring? 32.
Well, how far back is that now? How far would you have?
I don't know. But it was the 80s when they still had the big plug thing in the wall.
I remember there was always a thing about where an operator could be on the line listening in.
Yeah, do you remember that?
Because if they had to connect you.
Yeah.
Now, that's long before our day, man. Surely.
Yeah, well, definitely...
unless pay phones.
Well, remember when you used to cross lines. I remember cross lines all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'd ring
you. Who are you?
And you'd be talking, we having a chat, and then someone else would be just going, hello? Hello? What's going on? You'd be like, hello? Da? What? You're talking to someone. I don't know where they were.
Yeah.
To this day, you'd be talking to someone in Cabra or Loud or something.
Yeah.
I still don't know how that was ever happening.
That was mad.
That was a thing.
Yeah.
But now it's so much. But it's even harder now because, like, my ma's internet goes down. And when the internet goes down in the house, every fucking thing we own is in. You can't watch telly. You can't use the phone. You can't use Wi-Fi. I have to call my sister on my mobile given out because I don't even know how to use the customer service number. You know, so I'm like calling my sister, how are you doing this? And she's like telling me to fix and press buttons. I don't understand any of this. And neither does me ma. 83 years old. She's there. Put the old phone back in. I'm like, you can't do that. There's nothing even wires in it.
Put the old...
Put the big knife thing, the machete back in the wall.
Into the internet.
And it doesn't work.
Stick it into the internet there.
The internet doesn't know what this is, man. She's like, you always tell me you can do anything on the internet. I'm like, yeah, but not that.
Yeah, not that.
You know, the more we get, the less convenient life is.
The other thing about convenience is, right, like you're saying about your ma there, right? And loads of people will have this experience where they've bought their folks or maybe even their grandparents or their whatever, right? You know what I mean? I got you the phone, right? So that I can make sure you're all right and keep in touch and so I can do this and all. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And they little do you know when you're doing that. That you're just bringing this world of pain upon yourself.
Yeah.
Where all
and
you
horror,
get. We have an elderly neighbour, right? And Jesus, oh my God. All the time. Dot coming up on this thing here.
Yeah.
But it says it needs. And it's like, no, you don't. That's all right. Don't worry about that. It's grand. Yeah, but I mean, come here. How do you get where's your Facebook?
It's not a smartphone. It's not a smartphone. You don't ring Facebook and ask them to send a message. You don't know what you're talking about.
And you've brought it on yourself.
Brought it on yourself.
And then the worst thing you can do is go, do you know what would be great for you now? If you, say if you're having to go out, if you did your banking online, oh, sweet Lama James.
Oh, yeah, yeah, forget about it. Sure, it's the simplest things. The first time we got me mad the phone for the house now. This isn't the mobile phone, it's the house phone, but the portable one you can carry around the house.
Yeah.
And she was there, I can't see anything on that. The clock on it. The clock on it. Every, no matter what I see, it's just the clock, the time, and the time is wrong. It's frozen at 10 past 10. What the fuck is, what is she talking about, 10 past 10? Yeah. Anyway, I went down 10 past 10. You, do you know what it was? You know the demonstration sticker on the screen?
Oh, yes.
You know, the sticker on the screen. And it shows you. Yeah, like, and it was at 10 past 10. And then it gives you an indication of what lights could light up where.
Yeah.
So I peeled it off. She goes, thanks for that. She goes, there's no time at all on it now. I said, well, no, I haven't set it. I don't even know how to set
my
it.
My favourite story, right, about older people and technology is when you told me that story about the first time you rang your ma on her mobile.
Shopping, yeah. I got her mobile phone, yeah. Ringing her head, ma. Oh, my God. How did you know where I was? Jesus Christ, man. Like, this
that's one of my favourite stories ever, man.
Yeah, it's unreal.
And her answering the phone and going, hello?
Hello?
How are you? It's PJ. Oh, how did you know I was here?
I thought this was only ringing in emergencies. Like, what are you talking about? And she never used it since, by the way. She never, ever used it. She's never used it since.
I remember getting me dad one, right? And a couple of years before he died or whatever, I getting him this on the basis of that, like, pre-programmed, like, and I wouldn't mind. It wasn't a smartphone or anything. It was like, you know, it was like a child's phone.
Yeah.
And it was, you know, I pre-programmed numbers and everything, and like one that you could press. It was almost like pressing the nuclear button. It was like emergency.
Yeah.
Never used it once.
I'm not touching that. I'll break it.
Never.
That's what they all
say.
Wouldn't
even take it off the charge.
I know.
Oh, it was mad.
It's so pointless. They just don't need it. I'm telling you now, you need it. You're 80 odd years old.
Yeah.
I don't know where you are half the time.
Yeah. Anything if you, in case you fall, anything like that, yeah?
Yeah. And then...
Oh, sure, what would I be falling for? I know you don't intend to.
I know, so what's going to happen to me? Or else, so who gives a shy about an old one like me anyway? I fucking do. This is what this is about. And then, the flip side of that is, you can't get them, or they go missing, whatever, right?
Yeah.
And they can't get them. And then they go, come here. I was ringing you on your phone all the time. You didn't answer. Where the hell were you?
I'll tell you something. You wouldn't have wanted to have been. It's a good job I wasn't in trouble.
I've been ringing you six times and you never answered the phone once. You're going, that doesn't mean that the phones are shite.
Yeah.
It just means I was otherwise incapacitated at the time. Yeah.
But you know what the scary part is? The scary part is when you realise that you're becoming that.
Oh, yeah. That'll happen. I started to feel that.
That'll happen where, you know, you think you're in control of all the technology and you're throwing your eyes to heaven because somebody can't do this, that. Just press the home button and you're whatever, right? Then when it's you,
I've done this.
And like, not necessarily your kids in your case, but in my case, your kids or whatever, or whoever is doing something.
Yeah.
Suddenly realise, I haven't got a clue what's going on here at all.
When I started internet banking, and I rang your woman furious because I couldn't change money from one account to the other account.
Yeah.
I won't go in. And she's like, right, well, let's go look through. Tell me what you did. I went to the thing. Yeah. And I want to put it from there. And yeah. And then she goes, and what currency are you trying to change it to? I was like, what?
Yeah.
I was in the currency exchange section of the site. I didn't know it. And then the other time I got real, and it's embarrassing when at least if you with your kids, you know them.
Yeah.
You're talking about, you're like the first time I went.
Yeah, you can turn around and go, shut up, right?
Yeah. You know that shut up, it's stupid anyway. But like when the Dunleary McDonald's went that it was you couldn't go up to the counter. When that happened, that fucking ruined me.
Oh my God, that's the greatest vision I've ever had. You standing in front of an electronic poster of burgers. Yeah. Going, what do you do here?
I'm like, here, what the? I was there for ages. Ages I was there. And I'm like, fucking flitting on here, touching the screen. And there's burgers flying past and apple tarts are going in. And I'm like, how the fuck did you get rid of them? And I couldn't get rid of them. And then I'm pressing the chips about 8 times because I can't. Fuck that anyway. And then it's like, that's a meal. I just wanted the fucking burger and the thing.
And suddenly your order comes out, 715 quid.
I was there. McDonald's has gone up, I thought. 8 fucking things of chips was in the bag. I'm like, ah, oh, here.
Oh, for
I was like,
that's priceless.
Them. I was like, they want to see the amount of chips. I was like, all right, yeah. And she, look, no one says that. And she just reads out the number. Order 397.
Yeah.
And this big bag. I was like, what is in that?
Exactly. Yeah.
Chips, man. Just chip mountain. A mountain of chips.
And you just, you kept hitting it because
well,
it wasn't
like,
registered.
The fucking thing won't do anything. Fuck it anyway. And then I went, press the reverse button. I suppose to go back because I thought it was the meal, you know.
Yeah.
It wasn't the meal. It was well, I was just ordering loads of chips, and then that went in as well as the meal. Obviously, I don't really. I still to this day don't know. Oh, and then the next time I went in, I was like, you know, standing there at the machine, and then the card and fucking see. Ah, oh, here. I just went, can I order here, please, at the counter?
Which yeah, is, you did you know, that. You did that. That old people thing. I've just decided. No, I'm not putting
I'm
up
not
with this
doing
shit.
It, yeah.
I'm doing it the old way. You may suffer me, and that's the end of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I'm not doing it. Yeah, I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. I just copped out. I can't
like,
do that.
It's like your man. You remember you were telling us about your man that went into the cafe. Coffee shop or whatever, some sort of. Anyway, you were saying that it was a real hipster place.
Oh yeah.
18 different types of coffees, 14 different types of bread, a million different types of bloody,
yeah.
you
coffee
know,
and kale
meats
it was
and whatever.
Up there by Mater Hospital. Yeah. yeah.
And he went in and didn't bother. It just went straight in with the soup and a sandwich.
He looked at the menu. He looked at the menu and they went, "Can I help you there?" And he goes, "Yeah." It's a soup and a sandwich. I'm not really into this type of thing. Just like he didn't, you know, yeah, soup and sandwich.
No, nothing to do with what sort of bread, what sort of soup,
yeah,
what sort of
bread, yeah.
yeah
and the best thing was, he sat down. He just soup and a sandwich. Yeah, and he just sat down. No newspaper, no phone, no nothing. Just looking out the window at people walking past. You could see the two hipsters literally. Well, what do you mean? It's a soup and a sandwich. There's like 4 types of chicken. Did he not even specify what type of bread he wants? I don't know. Is he gluten intolerant?
Yeah.
And one of them came over to him. I just, it was fucking amazing.
Brilliant.
To watch. And for him going, chicken.
They literally could have given him anything and he probably would have been happy.
He wouldn't have given a shit. He'd no interest in it. I probably wasn't even hungry. He was just trying to justify a place to sit down.
Yeah.
Cajun chicken. Whatever.
Chicken.
Whatever, chicken.
Yeah, Cajun chicken. Chicken.
Yeah, so sourdough. Huh? Sourdough, huh? Just serving a sandwich. Like, he just...
Yeah, yeah.
The breakdown.
Yeah.
Like the
but the thing about it is, I'm laughing at the idea that I would have paid money to see you standing in front of that electronic screen. But the weird thing about it is, I am exactly that soldier. I would be the same. But the difference between you and I is, at least you will have the neck to actually give it a go. You'll go up there and, I'm
going to
hit these things. And even if I end up with 8 chips, I'd look... Get so self-conscious and decide, I think I might just get an apple.
Yeah.
And just leave. I mean, I'm the man who, for years when I was younger, wouldn't go into Bewley's.
Because you're Bewley's.
I didn't, I thought it was too posh. I didn't know how it worked.
That's so funny.
That's absolutely true.
You're coming for a coffee, Jim. Yeah, but I'm bringing a flask because it's too complicated.
When I say I was younger, I was working at the time.
Yeah, I was in my 30s. And children and all.
I was working off Grafton Street. And I remember one day, I actually went without lunch. It was unbelievable.
Because of the hassle, the stress of going in.
Oh,
it's
my
mad,
God. And that's it. Like, if I had to come up against any of that, that's why, you know, I've been to New York a couple of times, right? But I've never been to one of the delis, which are, you know, they're supposed to be famous for. You know what I mean? Every delis are in New York or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
But because I wouldn't be, if somebody came, said to me, you know, what can I get you, sir? And I had to do specify, and there was a million types
breads
of breads and
rye
and spelts and this and hold this and 14 different types of meats. I'd have a fucking heart attack.
Oh yeah, see, that's how I'm all right. That because I just go, if I get totally lost, I go, I don't care. It's your problem now. You're gonna. I don't know. I don't know how
this
works.
That's the difference.
I don't know how this works. Now you're gonna have to do whatever you would have yourself.
Yeah.
And they still panic a bit, and then but you're their problem. Then I'm all right, you know. And then they go brown, yes, with egg, yes.
Yeah.
Do you want yes? Just keep going. I don't know what's happening. I don't know what's happening. So I'm all right in that situation.
Yeah. You see, my way out of it is, I go, if I meet the lads for lunch, right, my young lads or whatever, if I meet them for lunch or we're around town or wherever, we go in places that they'd know that I haven't been to before or whatever it might be, right?
Yeah.
I'll do the, you go ahead. And then I'll stand behind them in the queue, watch everything they do, and basically just mimic one of their orders. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, yeah, just what he has. Yeah, I'll do that as well. Now, if I couldn't be arsed, I'll often... And what I have done, but I've realised it's a bit weirder than I thought it was lately. You know, like when I went to that place in, there's an ice cream place in Dunleary, not Teddy's, a different one, Scrum Diddley's or something.
Oh, right.
And they do every type of ice cream thing. And I would all, no matter who was in front of me, I'd go, same as that person there. Because it was too much to think, so I just, same as that person there, whatever. I see someone I like to look at, same as that person. And then, it was only then, I stopped doing it the second time because... Then what the person might
that you're copying
that's working there might not have that I'm talking to might not have served the person. And so now we have two people who have never spoken to each other before are suddenly going, can I ask you what did you have? And she's there, it's an Oreo biscuit and I'm suddenly and then I'm like, I've no involvement in this except for creating it. So I stopped doing that because I did start to feel a bit weird about that one. I was like, yeah, fuck this. I'm just going to get a 99 instead. Be grand. Fuck it. It's not that good anyway. Yeah, I do that. But the one thing as well I panicked at was when I was going out my bike once, heading up towards Holt, and I realised then my petrol was very low.
Yeah.
And I pulled into the petrol station and a credit card. Fuck, I was trying to work it out. And you know the way you did. And
yeah.
And then I realised there's no shop. There's nobody to talk to. There's actually no shop. It's an entirely self-service.
Yeah. There's one of those on the way to the airport as well. There's one of them on the side of the road at the way to the airport.
I've never
seen
it before.
It's you and your card and you may handle it.
I've never seen it before. And I had no idea how to work it.
Yeah.
And then I had to do the most, because there was literally no, I was running on fumes. I had to do this thing where I'm waiting for a man to pull up with a car. I was like standing there like a schoolboy in my helmet. Could you show me how to use the machine of the petrol pump?
Yeah.
I remember being a bit embarrassed by that, yeah. That was embarrassing. In fact, now you think of it, I kind of want to kick myself in the face.
Is nothing worse, though. There's nothing worse than that feeling of arriving in a situation and you realise you don't know how it all works. And to think that there's just more of that ahead of us, like that technology's going to get
that. Oh, it's getting worse and worse.
You'll actually become the person who has to turn around and go, hey, how do you get this telly on?
Yeah.
And
when you know that the answer is more confusing than the solution, that's what's
off. Yeah.
When you have to ring a person. Hello? Yes. My computer is not doing anything. Right, what can you see? it's in a box. And they're like, no.
Yeah. Have you taken it out of the box? What?
What a part of it? What part out of the box? I'm going to need you to turn it on. What? Why is it black? You know, this is the problem. Because you know you're going into those things.
I don't know.
Start grumbling then. We're better off on pen and paper. Years ago. You start feeling hard done by. They don't want old people to be alive. They wish we'd all just fucking die. Is what's wrong with them. You know, you can start feeling all hard done by because you don't know how to do it.
We are going to be the worst grumpy old fuckers in the world.
The day it's like that in pubs and all. Imagine when the pub robot's there. Oh, you said a pint of milk. You fucking... Ringing customer care. The robot keeps giving me an IPA and I don't like it. I just want the point of normal thing.
Fantastic. Now that we've done this, now I have to work out how you turn it off.
Oh, good luck with that. I'm getting out of here. I'll go and talk to the robot in the spa and get upset.